This is Untapped Power, insights and wisdom for collective transformation in the yoga community. I am your host, Amanda Shermy, a registered yoga teacher and financial coach, working with you to redefine success and gain confidence in your business and in your life. This podcast serves as a sacred space with a new way forward to speak the truth about the yoga industry and to build a business and life that is defined on your terms. Join me for intentional conversations as we navigate the industry and explore the changing path ahead. We will dive into personal challenges, industry improvements, and financial stability, providing you with the tools to expand, grow, and create. I believe one of the greatest gifts we can give to the world is tapping into all of our personal power so we can collectively raise the vibration together. Are you ready to join the conversation? Now let's dive in. Welcome back, everyone. Happy Friday. Glad to be back with you for another episode of Untapped Power. I hope that you are taking time for yourself in the ways that you need to during this time of the year, especially because it is quite busy. So today's episode, I really wanted to dive into this idea of slowing down and how we can learn to have some greater acceptance and appreciation for slowing down in a time when that is not our go-to. So before I dive into that, I just want to remind you, last week we had on the show Joy Bartholomew, who shared her insights from her background doing divorce coaching work from a holistic lens. So she works in that space and works with people through the practices of yoga and meditation and her coaching background as well to help people in times that are traumatic, that are difficult, that are challenging. And I think she has a lot of wisdom to offer. So I hope you're able to tune in or take the time to tune in the next few weeks as you're in these practices of slowing down and giving back to yourself. That's something that you could offer yourself during these times. So check that out, episode last Friday that came out, episode 126. So again, today I want to dive into this concept of having greater acceptance and appreciation for slowing down, because I think for so long, for me at least, that slowing down was equal to laziness. Slowing down was equal to not being enough, not doing enough. And so the idea of slowing down, especially during a time when energetically the world is sort of elevated in so many ways when it comes to the holiday season, you know, as we approach, if you celebrate whatever holidays you're celebrating, that this time of the year can bring about a lot of fast-paced energy, a lot of doing, accomplishing, maybe even setting yourself up for the new year, projecting out forward to say, what do I want to complete in this year? What do I want to do next year? And the idea of slowing down, of taking pauses, can be hard to do. And one thing I've found is that with slowing down, we can be reflective, we can be creative, and oftentimes we can view this as, again, that idea that when we pause, when we stop, we're lazy, or we're not enough, or we're not doing enough, or there are things that we could be accomplishing. And it's important to have a balance of both. And I think one thing that I'm coming into realization with this as well, you know, I've understood for some time now, you know, the balance that needs to happen. And I think it's easier to push forward and to not really acknowledge that slowing down or that pause if our circumstances in our life don't need us to. So we all have different things that will come up in our life that will require us to slow down. And so that's an interesting place where I find myself now. As I share with you, I am expecting my first child in a few months now. And so for me, this idea of slowing down, of taking a pause, of figuring out how to take a break from certain things feels a little out of my control. I know that it will happen. And I know that if this wasn't happening to me in this moment, that maybe I wouldn't choose to slow down, which is interesting. But it's really forced me to take a closer look at what it means to slow down and pause and to move into these places of not beating myself up for taking a rest or taking a pause or knowing that things will be different. And I think it's important for us to acknowledge it and be honest around our own personal relationship to slowing down. And so I've had to take a deeper look at this, a deeper dive. And that's why I found that today's show might be helpful to talk about this in a time when, again, the pace has picked up. People have all sorts of things happening in your life, different from my own. And as I mentioned, when we don't have a reason, when there's not something forcing us, it can be easier to force through, to move through and to not invite that pause or that slowing down. And so as I've been in this situation of sort of having to release control, knowing that I will have to even more in the next few months, the idea of having greater acceptance and appreciation to it is so important to me. Just inviting in that space of accepting the pause versus resisting the pause. And I think that that's a big pivotal point in this conversation around this, is that we can certainly be aware of slowing down. And I think there's a great deal of information out there on things to do to slow down, to be mindful, to have self-care, to do these things for yourself. But the thing that comes up for me is really, again, that acceptance towards it. So we can do self-care practices, we can do these certain things, but if we're not accepting of it, if we're not truly embracing it and accepting it, then it's harder to be present to it. We may be doing it because we feel like it's the right thing to do, but ultimately, when you're able to have acceptance towards it, when you're able to have appreciation towards it, to sort of invite it in, it's a different feeling, it's a different energy, it's a different vibration. So encouraging you to look at it that way. Where can I invite in more slowing down? Where can I have more appreciation for when things do slow down? What does that look like? Am I embracing it or am I fighting it? Am I wanting it to be busy when it's not busy? Or where can I sort of ease myself in? One of my teachers always said this to me one time, and it's always resonated with me. When there's something to do, do it. And when there's nothing to do, do nothing. And that's sort of the idea behind what I'm getting at today with this acceptance and appreciation for pausing. When you feel that there isn't something for you to necessarily do, are you creating things to do, or can you really pull back that lens for yourself, that perspective, and say, okay, maybe I just need to slow down. And can I accept it? Can I have appreciation for it? And sometimes, again, like I said, there's circumstances in our life where we have to slow down. Things happen that force us into slowing down. And as I've been in this experience of pregnancy and walking myself into it, there have been so many times when I've not wanted to slow down and have had to slow down. And so as I reflect on that and share with you today, that piece of acceptance and of appreciation is something I keep coming back to, because in order for me to be present to this period, this chapter of my life of slowing down and things changing, I have to accept it first. The more that I'm resistant to it, the more that I'm pushing up against it, the harder it is to lean into it, to embrace it. So if I'm doing things just because I feel like I should, or because someone told me to, that's different than me having acceptance to the practices of slowing down, of pausing. And I think that this for me has been a practice ongoing. And what I've learned is that the more that I can lean into these places of acceptance and appreciation, the easier it becomes, the more peace and contentment I have with it. And so I'm not battling against myself into what I should be doing, what I could be doing. I'm really embracing the idea that I'm going to have to slow down, and I've had to slow down. And what does that look like? What does that feel like? how are things different? How are maybe some things the same? And can I be okay with both? Can I be okay in this space of taking it slow? So I hope that during this season, again, this holiday season, whatever you want to call it, this end of the year rush into January, setting intentions, moving forward, right? That it's so easy to lose ourselves. And so I'm leaving you with this episode as a reminder to choose to slow down. Even when everyone else is pushing you forward or everything else feels like it's pushing you forward, take a moment to check in, to see what you need. And if slowing down and pausing is what you require, then see if you can take that next step into acceptance and appreciation. Because so much of this time of the year is what we create, what we make of it. And I think this time of year can be actually quite magical when we do go inward, when we take the time to reflect, maybe to be alone, to create space for ourselves in a time where the rest of the world may feel quite busy and quite stimulated. It gives us that opportunity to pause and to select the pause. So I'm right there with you in this space of learning to have acceptance and appreciation for slowing down. Some of it out of my control as we move forward into the new year. And things will certainly take a little bit of a shift on the podcast for a little bit, probably a little break. And I will keep you updated of that. But for now, we will have some guests coming up into January, into the new year, a couple more guests that I do have lined up for you to share. And so I invite you to continue to listen, to tune in, and to share the podcast in the ways that are supportive to you. And if anything resonates with you, then definitely reach out and let's connect. And I'm still embarking on the Self-Awareness Collective, which is an ongoing community for you to join. Always have the link here in the show notes. If you're interested, we'll meet on January 17th for our next session. And I would love for you to tune in if that resonates with you in your journey into the new year. But I hope you're able to take a pause for yourself, to be with yourself, and to take a moment of stillness when it most aligns for you with that acceptance and appreciation. I will see you soon. Thank you for joining this week's episode of Untapped Power. If you enjoyed the episode, please leave a review. I would love to hear your insights and wisdom. If you are a yoga teacher interested in being a participant on the podcast, please reach out directly. I am always looking for new voices and perspectives. As a financial coach, I work with clients individually who are in the yoga industry and are looking to gain clarity and awareness around your finances. If this is you, then reach out to schedule your free connection call. All information can be found at amandastroni.com. As always, continue to stand confidently in your power, use your voice, and allow your heart to be free. Until next time.